Yes, I'm extremely disappointed, as are the almost 500 pupils and the staff and board of management in St Mary's National School in Stranorla. This school was on the department's capital programme, but the new government came in March 2011 and removed the project from the capital programme. And as a result of that, there are almost 500 students in the school. A third of the students are being taught in prefabricated buildings, and 8 out of the 12 classrooms in the building aspect, in the concrete built aspect of the school, don't have any running water in those classrooms. So it's totally unacceptable. It's an outdated school. There are major safety reasons, and the whole purpose of the allocation, which was announced by the department last week, was to replace prefabricated buildings, but this school has been overlooked. I'm questioning as to why this school has been overlooked, because it's one of the largest primary schools in County Donegal.
Now, the Holy Family National School in Ballyshannon, which has 224 pupils, was the only school in the county to receive funding in this investment package. Do you think St Mary's National School in Stranorla, which is over 500 pupils, should have been first in line for funding here?
Well, I don't think one school should be played against the other, but it is fair to say, looking at the national context, that schools that were not as far advanced as St Mary's were added to the school building capital programme, and schools that were at a shovel-ready position, such as St Mary's, was removed from the programme. That smacks of political opportunism by a government who has broken many promises since it has come into office, and without playing politics with the issue, I do think that the children who are attending the school deserve to have a new school. And of course, many of those children now, given the government's lack of commitment, will not experience the new school.